Precious Father, we thank you very much for this morning. We bless your holy name, O God, for your grace that has brought us to your house for another time of fellowship. Thank you, O God, for the blessing you have given to us already in the Sunday school. Thank you for testimonies of your goodness and mercy to your children. Thank you for the worship service and special numbers. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. Lord, the week that ended, you are gracious unto us. This new week, we present ourselves before you, that your mercy will go before us again, that you fight our battles and give unto us the victory. Give us physical health, give us spiritual health. Meet us at the point of our necks. In every area of our life, your name be glorified there. As we commit our garden here into your hand, we pray also for the garden of your children, in all the nations of the world and in our countries, that your presence will be manifested in the midst of your people. Help your servants and help every one of your children. Thank you, eternal Father. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Baptize souls with your spirit. At the end of the service, may each one of us have a testimony of something great and tangible you have accomplished in our life to the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to quickly check this little song. I think it's 10:46. If I am correct. Yeah. 10:46. And what was true over heaven?
Me from above, if I
start our reading from verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascended up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and assure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. The time is fast spent, but because we are bound by the afternoon service, that we are to be seated by 2 o'clock. So whatever happens between now and few minutes to 12, we draw the curtain for now till another day, if we are still here. Last Sunday was when we started this, just few things that we were able to mention. In the preamble of this sermon, before the prophet read the scriptures, he was reflecting on a discussion he had with some people that you cannot annihilate anything, but you can break them down and you can tear them. Like this building, it could be pulled down, it could be broken down, and the OT become a rubble, just heap. You take a tree, cut it, when it's dry, you put fire. You might say you have annihilated it. It's not annihilated. You reduce it to ashes. You still have the ashes. The ashes may turn to gas. That is what it was before it became that tree. The prophet said when the final annihilation will take place is at the lake of fire. That is when everything that should be destroyed will be destroyed. But God cannot be destroyed. So those who are part of God, when he was making the tree, when he was creating the sand, when he was creating all the elements that we now see, that together form substances, like this pulpit made of marble, one day it will melt, according to the word of the Lord. It will melt and become like liquid. Iron, anything, all those big aeroplanes, everything will melt. The great mountains, we all melt. Everything will turn to, because a time according to God's program, you can stand here and see the end of the world. You will see Australia. You will see to this way, this way, this way, this way, all mountains will be finished. The only single mountain that will be existing is this one that we have described in the future form. Every other place all over the earth, we have the same level. That you put your plumb there, everywhere, it will plumb. That is according to the word of God. And the prophet also told us too that because God's children are part of him, they cannot be destroyed. When they finish their time here on earth, if it happens before the rapture, of course they will leave this place physically, but they are not, they just step into another body and continue life until when the voice of God will call them out of the grave in the first resurrection, and then thereafter there is still the second resurrection. Among those people that will be waking up in the second resurrection, some will go to eternal life, some will go to that place that will be destroyed, and there will be no remembrance of them again. It is God's program. It is not my program. It is not your program. I cannot amend it. You cannot amend it. That's the way we saw it. And that's the way we meet it. And that's the way it will be. So this message before us, as you already have it, there are three kinds of believers. The prophet preached it. It's only once he preached on this title, though he has mentioned it several times. We preached it only once in November 1963 in his home church in Jefferson. And he told us while he was preaching it that he said the three groups are present in his tabernacle in Jefferson. When Jesus himself was preaching it in St. John chapter 6, the three groups were present. And the prophet said those three groups will always be in every group of people when people are gathered, especially religiously. Or let me put it, not religiously, when they are gathered with the word of God. There might be some gatherings that are not even unto God, and all of them are all set of unbelievers. But when people are gathered like this to say, to serve God, to worship God, the three groups will be present. We don't need to think too far. The prophet said, at the end of the sermon, each of us will be able to put himself in the group that he belongs. There will be one group that will fit you or that you will fit. So, it's not somebody that will put you there, or somebody will say, okay, leave this group and come and stay here. No. It's already arranged by God, and then your action here on earth will put you in the group you belong to. Amen. All right. Let's take off quickly. I don't want to go back at all to be repeating much of what we have said, though we didn't go far at all. But let's quickly go into business. Now the prophet said, a believer, which the prophet says is the one that we talk on most. I don't even think we'll finish them this service. We'll continue some other time. Even by the time we finish talking about believers, if you don't fit in, then you know that it's likely you are in the other two groups. Because these things are very simple arithmetic. Yes, very simple. Now the prophet said that the believer doesn't need to be a smart person. He may not be educated. He may not be a learned person in the way that the world called educated. It may not be. Because we find God using different people, calling different people in the scriptures. He called farmers, he called fishermen, He called those who also went to school. He called different ones. And he called from, just like he called from every tribe. You know, sometimes when we want to be selfish, we might say our own tribe is superior. It's a lie. It's a lie of the devil. It's just selfishness and pride. No tribe is superior to another one. Every human being, they are all human beings. Like your Bible used to have one say, what a moto pine made at Usaka. You see, what is the meaning of that one? Okay, made at Usaka. Which by that description means that this house is not Enya. He is somebody lesser than a human being, you know? It's a terrible proverb which is not godly. It's a lie of the devil. Yes, sir. God have from every tribe his children. He may have more children in any tribe than the other one. That is his own prerogative. Even the first race of people he came for, the Jews, the people he got there, they are lesser than the Gentiles that came in through the cross. So that is his own choice. It's his own prerogative. We leave that in his hand. Praise be to God. Now the prophet talking about one of the believers, he told us of Peter, who happened to be unlearned, not educated, because if you read the scripture, he was fishing with his dad and his brother when Jesus went there to call them. They left their father, the net, their business, and followed somebody that came without asking him questions. Like I preached on a sermon that I titled a couple of times, The Calling of God. If it is the calling of God, it is supernatural. Because there are things around it nobody can explain. There are many things you cannot explain. How will Peter, that was making his living, the whole family from fishing, somebody came there on foot. He did not ride a donkey to signify that he's at least a little above average. He didn't come with an appealing dress. He didn't have a company dress to show that maybe he's an MD of a company. He just came and just told Peter, you follow me, you follow me. And they left their father and they followed him. And they never asked questions and said, to where? Where are we following you to? Now, as we follow you, because what we are doing now is our daily bread. We'll get something here at the end of the day. If we follow you, are you sure the evening food is guaranteed? Okay, which house do you live where you are taking us to? Or for how many days do you want us to follow you? They didn't ask no questions. Because normally there should be several questions. It's just like you are working in maybe Shell, or working in any company, and somebody just come and say, resign and follow me. So where? Then, excuse me, who are you? Can I know you? You want to know the person. You want to know his words. You want to know whether you are living Saturday for Saturday and what that Saturday may look like. You have to know something. That's physically. But in this way you are looking, if you read the scripture, you find out that these people asking no questions, they were following this man that is just a pedestrian. And when you go to the town, he doesn't have good testimonies. Because the people said that the mystery around his bed up till now, we didn't understand. There is a cover up somewhere between Joseph, Mary, and things. They just covered that thing and they didn't allow us to know anything. He said, only go overshadow. Now, so spirit, they overshadow somebody and then belly will shoot out. But it is right there in their book. and they couldn't read it. Of course, they were reading, but without revelation. They will read it, it will pass, and they will not. And their understanding was withholding, because they are not God's elect. May our understanding not be withholding. This Bible we carry in our hands, if God doesn't open your eyes, I can assure you, as simple as the grammar is, you will read this several times, you will not get what is inside. This sermon book, which is the explanation of this one that we also read, it was, of course, God chose somebody with just like primary school education. So, very small grammar he used. Yet, no matter who you are, whether in intelligence, in whatsoever, and say Jehovah open your eyes. Pastor David Odey said the first sermon, he first of all read the message, was a true sign that is overlooked. When he picked that sermon, being somebody that is good in English, he took his Bible, read Bible and began to mark the grammars. By the time he finished, everything was read. See this book? The grammar is very bad. What he saw inside was grammar. He will have gone to hell if not for an election, because already he has read it. But what he saw was grammar. And there are so many people too that read the Bible like that. There are so many people that read the sermon books like that. And they have one thing or the other to say about it. Alright. But Peter, because of election, there was no question to it. And Peter is an outstanding character in the scripture. He is somebody that he speaks when he needs to speak. The first major time we will hear him in the scripture is in Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13. And it was a question and answer part of their service. After a number of sermons and things that have gone forth, then Jesus switched over to question and answer. It was Jesus that was asking his audience this question. The Bible says when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, it was not only one person talking this time around now. They, the disciples, many of them were speaking together in chorus answer. Some say that you are John the Baptist. Some are calling you Elias. Others are calling you Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Maybe each one of them was saying what he had. Then he asked them another question. He said, "But he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am?" When now the question came to them, now members of the church, there was a bit pause. But Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He was speaking with certainty. He didn't say that, "I think the way I'm looking at you, it looks as if you resemble that Christ. You resemble the Son of the living God." He was speaking with certainty. He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then, and Jesus answered and said unto him, this one now, he didn't talk to them. He was asking all of them questions. But since now it was Peter that had something in him to respond, so he now faced Peter and leave the rest of them for now. He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah," which is son of Jonah. That's the meaning of Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah. "For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee." That flesh and blood, the prophet said, it means a fellow human being from either theological school, any whatever, religious, whatever, that you are not taught from seminary or by a doctor of a letter or whatsoever. No human being taught you what you are saying. He said, "But it was my Father that is in heaven that has revealed it to you." Then he said, "I say, Father, I said, apart from the blessing I pronounce on you, I am also saying unto you that you are Peter. And upon this rock of revelation,
that you have, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, anyone that had the revelation of whom Christ is, anyone that have the spiritual revelation, the spiritual understanding of who Christ is, the gates of hell can never prevail against such a person. Now, that statement, watch it. The prophet talking about that last phrase, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said it means that the gates of hell will fight. It will fight, but will not prevail against that person. That person that has the spiritual understanding of who Christ is. Now, if I want to put it to this audience, this direct and simple question, I say then, who is Christ? What are you going to answer me? You said that is how it was in Jesus said something. It was only Peter that spoke. In this place, do not small small because people are not certain of what to say, lest we say that we get it wrong. That is the same way it was in the church of Jesus Christ. History repeated itself. Peter spoke confidently. He spoke with assurance. He spoke with certainty. He said, "Thou art the Christ." But today, with the current revelation of this word of the hour, when they ask you now, who is Christ today? We don't have a flesh man or a flesh man now who is acting like Christ that will point to. Christ has moved from that level to another level. Presently now, who is Christ? The Word. So anyone that have a spiritual understanding of what this word is, not those that come to church, not those that say amen, not those that shout, not those that sing, not those that even pay tithe and offering, but those that have spiritual understanding of what this word is, it is that one that the gates of faith, though it will fight, it can never prevail against them. Now, if I will turn it this way, what has fought with you? Has the gate of faith fought against you? We are coming. May the Lord be our help. This is when somebody match you like this, say, you don't come. I know you are possessed. I know. The way I've been looking at, I know you are possessed. This is now gate of hell. All right. This Peter. No, if you look at the sermon that Jesus preached, true, it was a hard sermon. Let's be honest with ourselves. Starting that entire chapter of St. John 6, there were difficult wordings that Jesus used in the place. Difficult wordings. Because it was this same chapter 6 that Jesus, first of all, make the people to sit down by 50s and infect thousands of them with few loaves of bread and fishes. And because of that one, they were looking for him to make him king. They were looking for him. Say, look for that man. He's the one that we are going to make the president now.
Economy during his time will be fine. When they see Jesus Christ, say, we have been looking for you. How did you go like that? They want another bread. Jesus just told them, he said, you are not looking for me because of the world you have had. It's because of bread you ate. That's how you are looking for me. You find out that Jesus Christ sometimes, the way he talks, people say it's very discouraging to people. People will be coming like this with all zeal, with happiness, thinking that he will just throw something that will just bring them down. Because nothing inside of them. Verse 26 of that chapter 6 said, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then they ask him a question. Maybe they also want to be performing that miracle. Or they needed the power to be able to be creating bread, multiplying bread too. He said, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Then Jesus, the answer he gave to them didn't rhyme with the way we expected. He said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. The answers of Jesus Christ, it's only the inlet that will make meaning to. If you are not an inlet, his answers are not fascinating. They are not excited. You are not excited with his answers. Then they said unto him, what sign swear thou then that we may see and believe thee? You see, they have not yet believed. This is proving back that they are looking for him because of the bread that they ate. Because they have not yet believed. They are now asking him, show us some things so that we can settle down and believe you. What draws thou work? Because our father, they ate manna in the wilderness, in the desert, as it is written, that he gave them bread from heaven to eat. So you are not the first one to give bread. If you not give another one, you are not the first one to give bread. But one thing is that, if you want to prove that you are the one that gave the okay, let us do something. The way he answered them again is another blow. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my father giveth you the true bread from heaven. All his answers are creating questions. Which one is true bread? Which one is false bread? This man don't bring analysis. The way he talks, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. The bread of God is the person that comes from heaven. Okay. Then they said to him, Lord, ever must give all this bread. He wants to start giving them the bread now. Their mind constantly was on the physical bread they ate. But now, as they are asking, he wants to start giving them that bread now. And by the time we serve this congregation the same bread, I wonder how many people will want to eat it. Then he said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Did he say God will raise him up at the last day? In every way you look at Godhead, if you read the scripture, there is no other God apart from Jesus Christ. The Jews then murmured. Now it has started to, it has turned to murmuring now. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. See, I'm. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heart and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. He repeated again. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. That is himself. He is the one that comes from heaven. That if anybody eat from him, he will not die. Say, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Each time the sermon is getting harder and harder. The Jews therefore spoke among themselves, saying, how can this man give us flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Sorry. You can just stay here.
Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Let us be honest. If you were in that audience that day, you can't say amen. You can't say amen. People were looking at him, goro goro, and say, what is this man saying? Querying and things in their heart. Flesh is meat indeed, blood is drink indeed. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as a father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. The Bible says, this he said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. This was a sermon. That it was a terrible sermon that day. It was a sermon that broke the church. That drove, they were in thousands in the beginning of the service. When the service was about to close, they remained 12. Just like the day Brother Abraham went to the breakfast. He was the one that took his own money to buy food for the breakfast for the people, to make it easy for them to attend. When they had finished, then he carried his Bible and opened to the book of Acts, and he read the scripture. Say, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He said, this means I look at the other one, they nod their head, they took their something out. Before he could say 2-3 words, and the other one, they went. It was very few that remained by the time he reached about 1/4 of his sermon. Of the sermon. Everybody find their level. They know that since he said he is not disobedient to the heavenly vision, this man is trying to bring God to his, to vindicate his ministry. He will start saying things that will be very difficult for us to deny. Then we now have this one. The Bible said that many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it?
The disciples are his own followers. When Jesus knew him, he said that his disciples were at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Then he asked another question that is more difficult. What and if he shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Say, the spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When you are standing before the spirit and life, and it is not giving you life, it's rather bringing you down. Something is wrong somewhere. He said, but there are some of you that believe not. The Bible says Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not. He also know who will betray him. He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Then the Bible said that from that time, many, the 70 of his disciples, they went back and walked no more with him. He said, the one we do is enough. We can't follow somebody that one day we don't know how we do it. We start cutting his cleaning and be giving it to us. That's occultism now. When the body is cutting his body, I say we should be sucking blood and be giving cutting part of it. Say, oh, yeah, you eat out of it. Because this man, the way he's talking, he can do anything. This is occultism. So you look as if this is an occultism something. We better find our way. The 70 left. It remained only 12 in the service that started with several thousands. Then look at the 12 people. Will you also go away? Simon Peter said something again. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. All this word that we have had that we didn't understand, they are words of eternal life. Yes. Whether we eat your flesh, whether you drink your blood, whatsoever you say, you came down from God, you are going back to God, you are the one that will raise everybody up at the last day, they are all words of eternal life. The thing that God orders offended, they are words of eternal life. And we believe and assure that thou art that Christ. You are that Christ. What I said in Matthew 17, I never, you are that Christ, the Son of the living God. He threw another one. Say, but I chose you to say, one of you is a devil. May the Lord be our help. Peter. It was Jehovah God. Because he had been chosen of God before the world began. And even the rest 10 that were in that group, they were chosen of God before the world began. And they were part of God. And because they were part of God, even when they did, Abraham said they didn't also understand what Jesus was saying. Even when he spoke simpler form in parables, they used to come and ask him again. This one now, if they want to ask him in the corner, they can see asking. Please explain to us how we will be eating your flesh and your blood. He will also tell them further. Anything they ask him, he will explain to them. But one thing with a believer, whether he understand yet, he did not understand yet, he does not criticize. He doesn't have a resenting spirit. He might have a question. He will wait and ask his question when the time comes. Even after everything is explained, if he didn't understand, as long as the thing is being read out of God's word, you say, God, I'm in your hand. After all the explanation, is it not clear unto me? You promised me that you give me understanding. Please, give me understanding. But Abraham said that if revelation is beyond you, what did he say? He said, ask God. The disciples also didn't understand, just like others. But it was election that held them. Something held them. They didn't go. We are going to stay with this thing until we see the final final. Those who didn't understand. Amen.
All right. The prophet said, when these crowds were separated between the believers, the unbelievers, and the many believers, he said, there was all three of them standing right there in that one company of people, believers, many believers, and unbelievers. They are all found right in this chapter, right here. And because that Jesus has spoke the word the way he had, it separated his congregation. He said, but it must be done. Amen. The prophet said, it must be done. It is done purposely. In one sermon, Abraham said, that is shaking up the parasites. A farmer, that's what farmers call it. If you are a farmer and you have a kola nut plantation or cocoa plantation, there is something that is a plant. It's a demonic plant. It's a devilish plant. If you just start growing from the stem of that same your coconut tree or cocoa tree and resemble the leaves of that very tree, that if you are not an expert, you will be finding it. If you will have paused in it, you just be thanking God and be blowing the tree. No, knowing that that thing is the one that will kill that tree. But a farmer that knows it, he will just cut off that branch so that the parasite is off. If not, you just see that the tree will just, maybe it's like a cancer on a tree. Okay, no matter, but it will suck the life to the root. It was shaking up the parasites. Abraham also did it one time. When he married Keturah and has 6 sons, before he left, he made sure that he sent Ishmael children. He sent Ishmael away. He sent the Keturah children. He sent them away from Isaac. Bible says he gave them gifts. You take. Sheep, so that nobody will worry Isaac here. He has done his will and executed it himself before he left. For his men, now Ketu gave. And they are with it today. They can never pray without that Ketu. Is that what the Bible said? He gave him Ketu. That's what he gave the mother. Oh yeah, college. So that's why they are always anywhere to pray. They need that ketchup. They carry it everywhere. Pour the thing. Wash their mouth. Wash this one. This one. The other. Wash their face and the rest of it. All those ones. It's useless ritual. These are the most demonic people you find on earth. May God be gracious to us. Peter here was convinced personally, beyond any shadow of doubt. He know who he believes, he know who he is following. Whatever he says, whether I understand, I don't understand, it matters nothing. Glory to God. The prophet said, paragraph 61 here. Now that is a genuine believer. When the Holy Spirit, not some persuaded by some other person, not by some other thing, but when the Holy Spirit has revealed to you the word itself, and you see the word made plain, vindicated, then the Spirit of God come and get into that age for the word for that age and make it manifest.
Let me give you an instance. We say that God is one. Is that correct? For somebody that knew that this Bible is the absolute, that this is the word of God, in any discussion, and we open the Bible, and we begin to show you here, if I want to teach on Godhead, if I really have time to compile scriptures, I won't have less than 200 at least to prove to you that there is only one God. But when somebody have already swallowed into the soul what a denomination is saying, you can quote 1 million scriptures. What the person will be seeing is what he has been told. That person is a child of a church. But for a seed of God, he's interested in what this word says. Because this is Christ. This is the bread of life. This is the bread that came from heaven. When a man eats of this one, he will never die. When we come to water baptism, somebody who has been sprinkled in Catholic or in any church, somebody that the priest put hand in water and mark the head, somebody that they carry to water, they may baptize, but in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which they read from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, which is the theory part of that something. Listen very carefully. It was Jesus himself that spoke in Matthew 28 and told the disciples, and said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. Remember, it is not names. Name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Say, lo, I am with you to the end of the world. That is the theory. Remember that in the book of St. John, chapter 16, when he was talking about the guide, Jesus Christ was talking about the guide. He said, this guide, when I send him to you, he will guide you to all truth. He will show you plainly things from my Father. He said, what I have taught you before, he will explain it to you, he will make it plain unto you. It is that Holy Ghost that will give you to understand the theories I have given unto you, including this book of Matthew chapter 28. In the scripture, in the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost, which is the guide, came down. Is that correct? On the day of Pentecost. Then they received the guide. They received the Holy Ghost. They received the Comforter. And then the fourth duty that comforted them, when the people see that this is God on the scene, because people came from different areas and they had the tongue that the people were speaking. This one was speaking this language, 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 so that everybody that came from different parts, they have somebody at least talking in their own language. Some of them said that, car, this is wonderful works of God. The serpent seed that were there, they said these people are drunk of new wine. This serpent seed, they also had these same Galileans. Some of them talking their own language. A proof that is supernatural. But the seed of God, when they see that thing, they say, when they listened to the sermon of, as they were wondering, then Peter started a sermon. A short sermon was about 15 minutes. When he was nearing the end of his sermon, they asked him, say, Peter, wait, what actually are we going to do? That this thing you receive, we can also receive. Don't talk too much. The few words we have said is clear. We have seen the practical. That nothing of this can ever happen except you overcome them. And with this, what are we going to do to also receive it?
Peter said very simple. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in water in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, these people, they are the one that Jesus spoke to in Matthew 19, that they should baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And this is the first time that they are going to practicalize it. Do they repeat those titles? They never repeat it. Why? Because one, the Holy Ghost now has come. The guide has come. The comforter has come. He started told them plainly that that name of the Father and of the Son and Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ. From that time, anybody in the Bible that was ever baptized was baptized in that name. Nobody in the Bible ever used title. Matthew 19 was theory. The practical start from Acts 2, continue in Acts chapter 8, continue in Acts chapter 10, continue in Acts chapter 20, 19. Was it 19? 19, yes. Four places. When they have the practical, it was in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Then denomination went back to the theory. Remember that when Jesus was praying for the disciples in John chapter 17, he said, neither pray I for this alone, but for them also which have believed on me through their word. The disciples are the ones that Jesus spoke to and gave the commission to directly. And they come to tell us that that theory of Matthew 28:19, this is the practical. And somebody else went back to the theory. Who will show you road again? When you purposely saw the road, I went to the bush. You perish in the bush. Those that have the seed of God in them, when they hear that one, it's certainly for them. They don't ask no questions. They don't query no nothing. The prophet said that there is no thought coming. Their own personal thought, there's no rise up. Those are the characteristics of a believer. Amen. Let's talk about Noah briefly. Another believer in the scripture. That is the first person that God was going to give a very hard sermon, hard message to. Hard information, hard instruction. When God looked at the old heart, he said, the end of all flesh have come to me. See, I regret that I even created a human being. The Bible says because their works and the imagination of their heart was continually what? Evil. It's like today. Because anytime destruction is coming, both the works of the people, the thoughts of their heart, the imagination of their heart is always evil. We are living in that day. If it brought destruction at that time, it's coming to destruction now. God said, Noah is the only person I found who has found favor in my sight. He fear God. He's a righteous man. Then God told him that, you go and build an ark. This ark, it was so built, God gave him the specification. Use gopher wood, make this the dimension, put window only up, make it a two-story building. The ground floor will be for animals. The first floor will be for birds. Then the second floor will be for you and other believers like yourself. When you finish, I will tell you when to enter. God gave him all the things. And it was not, we read it in few minutes. We have finished, if you are reading the Bible, you have finished reading everything by now. Is it not so? But this is something that lasted for 120 years. From the time God gave him the instruction,
before the thing was practicalized. 120 years.
He was building the ark
and he was preaching to the people. And they were laughing at him. And they were making jest of him. The prophet even said that they will go and throw rotten tomato at him. They do everything. The gates of faith actually fought with him, but never prevailed. Oh. Noah. What did you say you want to build? So, ark. What did you say the ark will do? You say it will float. It will float. Ah. Before you do a thing like that, is it that you yourself go to engineering school or you consult engineers? This thing you are using is filled with holes. When it drops on water, it will just sink. Number two, have you gone to the history department? They tell you before that rain fell, that flow everywhere. Have you ever had it in news or history anywhere? You are not a young man. Since you have been born, have you ever had a thing like that? His answer will be no. Number three. Did you know that when we consulted the scientists because of this thing you are dogmatic with, so, and we asked them to check up until with their instrument to see whether there is any likely something coming that will be calling, that when they tested the OT, they said there is no single muncher up? No. When they discover that his message failed in every area of their intellect, both in history, both in engineering, he failed. Every way he failed. Scientifically, he failed. What does he have to tell them? God told me. The word of God was the only one that gave him the instruction to continue what he was doing. When you are a believer, when you are a seed of God, and the instruction of God will come to you, irrespective of what is going on anywhere, you will owe tenaciously to God's word. It is a revelation. It happens inside. You can't explain it to somebody else. Sometimes the way you are acting sounds foolish to others. But because of an election, people with revelation, they don't talk about their own reputation. They don't talk about whether somebody makes jest of them. They don't talk about somebody will love them. He doesn't think, they don't even think of it at all. Neither do they reason God's word. Noah, he believed God. It has never rained before. There is no much. He walked on that ark for 120 years and finished it. And he was preaching to the people. Only his family believed. Every other person, they did not believe. Does he make the faith of God of none effect? When the time came, it was God that told Noah, time has come, enter the ark. And those that believe. Before you enter, you go and call, spare every creation, birds and animals, a male and female, put them inside. The down floor, these are the ones that will be there. The first floor, this is what will be there. The prophet said, language of animal and human being, they are different. Say, but how did he get those animals, a male and female, to enter that place? The prophet said that when he goes to the bush, God will tell him today, just say, amen, amen, amen. When he say like that one, those that are meant for that thing, they will hear, they will be coming and following. When he points to them, they will just enter. They stay there. Then we go again. God will tell him, when you get there today, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those ones will be coming. All other animals of the same species, they will hear it. It will never sound anything to them. They will remain there. Are you listening? Only the ones that are predestinated to be spared of that species, they are the ones that will follow him and they will enter as he directs. He will go there again. God will tell him this time around, say glory, glory, glory. Then he will say, those ones that are presented, they follow him again. Male and female. He will check them inside. When he finished everything, including birds and everything, God said, now you yourself and those who believe, oh yeah, enter. Only 8 people, no inclusive enter. When they enter,
God just asked him to enter. Don't touch the door. I will take care of the door. It was God that did the janitor work of that ark. It was God that closed the door and threw the key away. Nobody can open it. Because Noah as a human being, because when you are a Christian, when you are a seed of God, even if they say that somebody has stolen all your property and you see where they are marcheting him, you can't stand it. You can't stand it. Or they are stoning him because he has stolen. You can't stand it. Sometimes I see those things they will post on the Facebook. Immediately I delete it. I can't look at it. I won't be able to sleep for 2 weeks. You see human beings marcheting somebody like this one, marcheting one being like this one, marcheting like this one. Those ones are serpent seed. Those ones are serpent seed. If I live in a house, they are rent, and I see somebody like that one live in my area, I will pack out of that place very fast. I tell you. God locked the door. Then once more the rain started. Of course, for 7 days, first day, second day, it was the seventh day that the cloud formed and then the thing started to drizzle. Some people will start laughing. In between those days, the prophet said that people will come there and shout, Noah, you will kill yourself with this heat. If you say God told you, and now you are inside, this is, since about 3-4 days now, nothing like you better come out. You kill those children there and your wife. Even some of his family today, we ask him, Father Noah, this place where you lock yourself, can we take breeze outside a little bit? Say, no. Why now? The door is locked. And open it now, I'm not the one that locked it. Hey. It was this assurance that Jesus had by saying that all the Father has given unto me, I won't lose any of them, but I will raise them up at the last day. They will come to me. Nothing shall be able to throw them out of my hand. Because Jehovah God himself, when he brings somebody inside, he locks the door. He himself cannot even open to go out. By the time the seventh day, the thing started to drizzle. Then small, small, it was increasing. The Bible said that God opened the fountain of the deep. This earth come out from water. There is water underground. And there is water up. The one from up was coming, the one from down was coming out. For 40 days and night, non-stop. And so after the second day or continue something, they say, you know what, Father Noah, you know what, Father Noah, is that your opposite neighbor? Yeah, I want to ask one question, but that your sermon. Sermon has ended. No more question and answer. There is time for everything. There is time for you to hear. There is time for you to be judged on what you have asked. The door can no more be opened. He will tell them that I'm not the one that closed the door. It's God that closed the door. Go and tell God to come and open for you so that you can enter. The prophet told us also that several other people also built small, small ark that in case of incasity. In case. Because sometimes some mad people, they will just act like that. You don't know what they say. In case. They build their small, small thing. That if anything happens, we'll use this one. When did something happen? That they are old. Because it was not the word of God. It couldn't stand the test of time. It went down. This one, even though it has old, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. The thing that God told Noah about how to prepare the ark, others did not have that secret. They were thinking that the kind of wood that he has given to him to use was the most foolish thing he can ever use. But they never knew that God had instructed him that when you have done this one, cut another wood and extract the sap of that tree and pour it in all the oil and fill it. The prophet said it becomes the hardest. That is why thousands of years people are still saying that the tree is part of that Noah's ark. Because it cannot rust. It cannot decay. God prepared it as an everlasting memorial. That generations will know that this, it pays to believe God. It pays to follow God. It pays to heed his instruction. If you do not, you will see it. The water was on earth, submerged every mountain, 150 days. Everything died. Everything was destroyed. Only 8 people started the next ark that we are in now. The prophet said it was that water at that time that God is agitated. He said the ark was flat before. He said, but it was that flood that made the ark to be tilted. You now have a place that go down, a place that go up. That is why, as we are in the morning like this, some are just going to bed now. Because of the way their own side see the sun. These people that do their fasting, so since yesterday, the fasting supposed to be 30 or so today. Yesterday, in Saturday, they say they have seen the moon. They never see the moon here. They don't, you know, the fast no complete. That's how it used to be every year. They don't know the mystery. The heart is tilted. You people don't sleep the same time. You don't wake up the same time. What is the cause? We have the answer in the message. As I say, we'll get out there now. Some people will do their own tomorrow. Why? Because some people want to say it's 30 days. And another instruction says, once you see the moon. Some have seen the moon. Some have never seen the moon. Whether it is today or tomorrow, the holy week is ended. Evil week is started. When every evil under the sun will be started. May God have mercy upon us. Any religion like that, that you will sin for 12 months and use 1 month to pray for forgiveness, may that be far from any of us. Noah was a believer. 120 years. Nobody in this building is up to 100. I think the oldest here, na Mama Olabi. I don't even think she's up to 90 yet. So now for somebody to be preaching a message before she was born. And the person still hold on, despite persecution, despite unbelief, despite insult and the rest of it, holding on to it the same thing since that time till now. Do you think at the end of the day, God will not reward that person? How will the testimony of such a person stand? Beside the one that faced hardship for only 2-3 years and say God has forsaken him. Will the testimony be the same? May God be gracious to us. Let's talk a little about Daniel. He's one of the believers. As we talk of those characteristics, be looking at them and see that my life, does he resemble a thing like that? Daniel was another person. We all know that the issue of Daniel started, or he came to light in a strange land. That's when we knew him. We heard it that Nebuchadnezzar came to carry them away, and it was at the reign of one King Hezekiah that was sick one time, and he recovered. And then Nebuchadnezzar sent message to him to go and greet him, give him present in his overzealousness. He begin to show them everything. And he told them everything in his palace, carry them to the house of God, show them this one, show them this one, show them this one, show them this one. Then the prophet comes to him and say, King, who are those ones? He said, they came from me from the from King Nebuchadnezzar. What did you show them? He said, everything. I showed them. Both my in the palace and in the house of God. He said, thus said the Lord. The time is coming that all that they have showed him is coming to carry them away. When they carry them, that's when they pack the people captive and run them there. Daniel was one of them as a little boy. The prophet said his age then was between 12 and 14 years. And like we always say, one thing that mattered most to Daniel was that he took the then sermon book along with him, which was the scroll of the prophet Jeremiah. He took them along with him so that I can have something to study. If you, far be it that you become a criminal and you go to prison, it is possible that they will even tell lie on a believer and imprison him. Is it possible? It is possible. Yeah, of course. And you go to jail. But one thing sure is that if you are a believer and this same deposit is inside of you, you just ask for, please, just let them be giving me this book to read. Bible is there in the prison. So even if you don't carry your Bible, they're there. But it's not everybody that opened that Bible and read it. But some book you can make requests. That you, please let them be giving me the sermon book so that I will read it there. Daniel took the sermon book of that time with him. And when they arrived to that place, the first temptation that faced them was the king told his chief of staff that select some few boys that you look at that look intelligent so that we will train them in the language of the land so that I will be using them to hedge their people when we will be assigning them things. Oh yeah, help them too. When they choose, Daniel was among, Meshach was among, Abednego was among, and Shadrach. Then he said that there is an allocation for them that they are to feed special. I will inspect them at the end of the year. They should feed special. So that when they come out, you know that this is. So they told them that there is a dining table of the king where you come and be eating. Then Daniel and those three boys, they come and say, sir, we have a request. Say, what's your request? Please, we don't want to be eating at the king's dining table. Please, we have our own that we normally eat. Please, let us be eating that one. What are you saying? In this place, you won't risk my life. By the time the king inspects you, you are not as good as others. My neck will go off. He said, okay, please, you know what you will do? The journey is still long. Give us 10 days as proof. Let's eat this one for 10 days. And then, at the end of the third day, whatever you see, judge by that. These ones were enjoying. Some Jews that came, they also did their hypocrites. People that lack revelation. Miss multitude, may believers. They did their eating. Ojo, Roladi, with all their two hands. You begin to eat. Laughing, kakaka, not knowing that evil day ahead of them. For 10 days, after 10 days, the man brought them. When he inspired them, he said, these ones look fairer, fatter, better, everything fresh than the ones that were eating here. And they were just eating ordinary pulse and lettuce or whatsoever. Then, if it be so, you are giving permission that you may not come to this place. Eat what you are eating. Then at the end of the whole exercise, when they were brought before the king, according to the scriptures, in wisdom, in understanding, in everything, the Bible said that they were found to be better than all these other ones.
The wisdom of God surpasses human wisdom. When God decided to train man himself, it's different from the training of the world.
Oh. Then after that, the first thing happened. The king, he had a dream. He didn't know the meaning. Then those whom he called wise people that have eaten special food, that have done this one, bring them to come and display their knowledge. Then I dream, I don't know the meaning. Please, come and tell me the interpretation. They go left, go right, go front, go back. He said, King, this is not possible. Say, it's not possible. Do you know what you are playing with? Now, death, all of you will die. It was then that the information got to Daniel. Then he went to the officer of the king. He said, let the king give us one night. By tomorrow, we'll be able to. Then he called a prayer meeting with his fellow believers. They pray overnight. Then the Bible said, then the thing was revealed to Daniel. Then they brought him before the king. When they brought him before the king, then he said, are you able to... He said, interpretation of everything belongs to God. Those are characters of a seed of God. They don't arrogate any glory to themselves. They always, every opportunity, they push it back to God that has the honor. Because God himself said, my glory, I will share with no man. When he spoke to the king, finished. The Bible said, the king, you know where a king is? The king, like we are talking of honor, song and things like that. Like you are talking of the people of that realm. You are talking of Omonoba for Benin. Southern of Sokoto. Fall down flat. Before somebody who is supposed to be a slave. Before somebody who is on exile. The king of the land fall flat before him. Is that the Bible? He fall flat. Because a believer stood. Because a believer believed God. Because a believer followed God's commandment. Because a believer, he refused to compromise his faith. We are reading them now. It's, but the angels are writing our own record. And you are a witness of your record. I'm a witness of my own record. What is going to your record? What is going to my record? It is only God and you that knows. Only God and me that knows. If you hear what the king said when he fell down, let us read.
Daniel chapter. Chapter 2, I'm trying to shorten it, so I want to check from where I will read from. Okay. Okay. Let's start from verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changed the times and seasons.
He removed kings and set up kings. He gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that no understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knew what is in the darkness. Amen. And the light dwelleth with him. See, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Then he went in. Then verse 26. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Are thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof?" Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers shew unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. And if you are not living right, a day is coming soon that as you enter church, prophecy will break forth and mention your name and mention what you have done in the presence of your congregation, and you will not be able to deny it. If it is true from God, you deny it, the prophecy that God will deal with you. When the prophet says God will deal with you, you look at the scripture of when somebody went to tell lie to the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts chapter 5. What happened there? You have an idea of God will deal with you. But as a God in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days, thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. Then he narrated, yes. Yes. Thank you. I just want to shorten. Yeah. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face. You see, and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. He is an unbeliever. That is why he is doing a sacrifice and things like that. The king answered unto Daniel and said, "Of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal these secrets." Amen. That is the testimony of an hidden king concerning a believer. I was saying on Friday when we came for the Lord's Supper, on Thursday when we were at the funeral service of Sister Gift Obi in Lagos, some of the people that we travel together and somebody in Lagos are here. We had testimonies from brothers in the church, from sisters in the church, from family who are also brethren. Like I said, my particular attention was drawn to the testimony from an unbeliever who is a neighbor. I said, "This woman," he said, "she is a genuine Christian." He said, "Since they have been in that place together," he said, "the place is so calm and peaceful that if you ever hear any noise, maybe they are praying. Say you can never, they never quarrel, they never fight, they just live like twins together. Say they are a great challenge to them." Unbelievers saying that one. The prophet said, God takes his man, not his spirit. Satan takes his man, not his spirit. When the spirit leaves in this person, the person dies and we enter another person and continue. May God be our help. People are watching. They are watching. They are watching our actions. They are watching our reactions. They are watching our going out and coming in. And whatsoever we do that will bring reproach to the name of God, the prophet said, we'll pay for it. You've got to live a life that unbeliever can never be able to point an accusing finger to. It is a terrible reproach for anyone that never knew what we have known to point finger to us and say this is this in your life, you should weep thoroughly. Thoroughly. Because that is, the angels are blushing because of such testimonies. God himself is blushing. Let it not come to pass that God will say, I regret that I created this one, as he did in the days of now. Far be it, may God have mercy upon us. Every believer you see everywhere, they live a testimony. That is a believer. A believer lives testimonies wherever they are. Whether you walk with unbelievers, whether you walk with believers, you will leave a testimony. In the neighborhood, you will leave a testimony. You cannot mimic it. It cannot. You, how many days are you going to pretend? How many days will you pretend? You can't pretend for long. Whatever is inside will come out. When you see that your life is not worthy of the gospel, make the altar your second hope. And cry unto God, not so much because the reproach that you are bringing to Christ after he has gone there. That's why the prophet preached the message, I indict this generation for crucifying Christ the second time. Christ has gone to the cross once. It is the attitude of the people, the sin of the people that took him to the cross. Don't bring up another one that will take him again to the cross. Amen. As we hear that testimony, I told the brethren that were present that I also hear other testimony too from far away place of somebody that maybe things happen around them in a sister and they say 80% of their church has bad testimony about her. Families, ministers that come across her have terrible testimony about her. Well, I've not seen the, not that I've not seen her before, but I can't identify if I see the person now. But, you know, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, may God be gracious to us. Oh, the time has even reached that we should close. We, of course, still have, we are closing immediately now. The Lord bless you. I say God bless you. Paragraph 74, in closing. Daniel didn't take the place with the modern church. Neither did Noah take the place with the modern church, not at all. They was believers in what God said to be the truth. No matter what the modern world said, they believed what God said was the truth. That is genuine believers. Today, there are genuine believers. I didn't hear anybody say amen. There are genuine believers today. Because if anybody say there are no genuine believers, I resent that. There are genuine believers. By the grace of God, I believe I am one. Because all the character of this one, I discovered that me, I blend with them. And there is no part of this message, no part of God's word that I ever resent. I've said it before. If the word of God said that I should walk barefooted, I will wear no shoe from henceforth. It is the word of God that is at stake. When the word of God has told we men how to conduct ourselves, how to dress, how to live with our wives, how to live with our children, how to guide them in the way of right, and so on and so forth, I don't see any fault. I find no fault with this word. But some sisters found fault with God's word when he told them not to wear an issue. They said that God didn't stop correct in that area. Like a man told me some years back that Abraham have lived in now He will have corrected some things that he will have known better than. You are saying that God will have known better. Until last week, we pray for sick people. If your lips, you say it's always dry, so you need to always rub it with something, and there's no amatan. It's a skin disease. We pray for sick people. You come and let's lay hand on you so that we can rebuild that spirit. But when you are rubbing it like that one, you are leaning towards Jezebel. May the Lord be our help. You wear dress that is above your knee, now Jezebel's spirit. You wear the one that is too tight, that is not Jezebel's spirit. When you sit down, your clothes must go over your knee like this one, so that the person that is sitting in front of you will not be seeing your thigh and the inroad to delicate areas. When you are like that one, you are an agent of the devil. Can I hear some amen? Your clothes mustn't be too tight until, especially women, that you are poor inside, that you display your form. The prophet told us that the reason, the way woman was done, what she access control by her shape and by her facial appearance. Those two things you must watch. As we proceed in this sermon, we still get to those areas in front. May the Lord be our help. Husband must love the wife and be ready to die for the wife as Christ died for the church. Wife must be subject to the husband in all things, not in some things. The Bible says, as unto the Lord. Don't come and respect ministers here and disrespect your husband that told you are an hypocrite. You are an hypocrite. That's your real name. The Bible specified that you should reverence your own husband. It is everybody that is to respect the pastor, ministers, whatsoever. We are not even calling for respect. This one husband and wife is direct and specific. You've got to do it religiously with everything inside of you. Whether the man is a pauper, whether the man, whatever it is, that is your head. If you regret now for marrying him, it is your fault. You have to live under it all the days of your life. If your wife, you say, I don't even know this, how bad she is, you have chosen her. You have chosen somebody like yourself. Especially you that made your choice after you have known the truth. You are making your choice. Other women, they available when you made this choice. If your wife grow bigger than this pulpit, yes, go bigger than this pulpit, and all the air of the air fall off, now your wife. Now your wife. You cannot look at somebody else that is slimmer, whatsoever, say, if I know, that is as I know. You have already made the choice, it's your wife. That is the one you will pack all the days of your life. Are you following me? May the Lord be our help. As we continue in this message, things happen day by day that we see. Look, when I was sick recently, you know, I told you one day that my BP went to 180, 110. Why did he say it here? It was incidences that cause it. Incidences that cause it. People that have been with this message for decades, sometimes they just manifest Judas Iscariot's spirit. May the Lord be our help. Nevertheless, this foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth who I is. Let everyone that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Ye not to temptation, for yielding is sin. I think it's 1007 or so. Yeah, 1007. and we bow our hearts also. It might look like a maniac shouting. But remember that one of these years, the records will be pulled out from where they are stored. I will see ourselves sitting down like this. I will see the sermons that we had. Then we'll be asked, why? Did you hear this? Then why? 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 From the time you have been hearing the truth, if you live contrary and you face God on that day with his eyes blazing for fire, when he's no more on the mercy seat, when he's now on the judgment seat, when his eye is spitting fire, when mercy is done away with, when now it has become the throne of judgment, what will you do at that time? The things that you have had, the corrections, the instructions that you have had, when you are confronted with it, what will you do? For 120 years, Noah preached this message in his own time, in the way it was applicable. Only his family believed. The people were hard hearted. They say, lie. Don't mind him. He's the only one. Now that God will talk to all of us, God cannot talk to us. Don't mind him. But they perished. The three kinds of believers. We are still talking about the believers. We don't have time yet for the believers and the unbelievers. But anyone gone that did not fall into this group of believers, at the end of the day, they know that it is one of the other groups where they are. Peter, he was already being referred to as a believer right from the time of the gospel, before he even received the Holy Ghost. He had been exhibiting, he had been showing forth the characteristics of a believer. Even though he couldn't have full victory, but he acknowledged the word to be right. He did not have a resenting spirit. He held to it as a matter between life and death. If not because of what is written already, when Christ was to be crucified, he was determined that we go with him to any length. But it has to be proven that a flesh man can never overcome like that. That is why he failed at that time. And immediately, with bitterness, he wept. He repented. He wept. But remember, he has been a believer. He believed Christ. He acknowledged him. He confessed him. While others were going away, he stood. He expressed his conviction. He's not a man that is in and out. He knew who has called him. As we bring this service to a close, beside the few people at the altar, I don't know whether somebody would like to be remembered in prayer. I just want your hands to be lifted up and ask God to remember you. Say, God, remember me. If you argue with God, you are a failure, you are defeated. If you want to claim that you are right, you are finished. But when you say that God is right, his word is right, and I just want him to just help me, hold my hands, let's start from, then he will help you. Our gracious eternal Father, we bring ourselves before your throne at this time. We thank you, dear Father, Lord, for your word that come to us in a very simple form in our generation, in plainness of speech. Without a prophet, we would have been roaming in darkness. But you favored us to let us be on this earth at this very time. When you have a prophet that you vindicated beyond human comprehension, that brought your word unadulterated, that did not add anything from us that is needful for us for this journey. We thank you very much for this glorious and wonderful message. Part of it looks hard for a man that is carnal. But Lord Jesus, like Peter, we confess at this time, to whom shall we go? You are the only one that has a word of eternal life. We believe, we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Gracious eternal Father, as long as we are saying this from the bottom of our heart, by revelation, you have told us. This did not come to us by learning, it came by revelation. And you say, upon this rock, you build your church and the gates of hell, though they will fight, but they will not prevail against it. I bring everyone before your throne of mercy, including myself, some at the altar, hands are up everywhere. I pray that the mercy of God will appear to everyone there, Father. Meet each one of us at the point of our knees. May none of us be an escort in this message. May none of us be a spectator in this message. May none of us fall into the group of may believers. May none of us fall into the group of unbelievers, Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray, dear God, that you will circumcise every heart, Lord. Those that you have filled with your spirit, may you refill everyone, dear God. Those that have not yet received, this is an avenue that they can receive. Thou pillar of fire that is in the midst of God's children, may you visit your children. May you circumcise every uncircumcised heart. Wherever Satan is trying to do one thing or the other, we condemn his activities in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you set your children at liberty, Lord. May everyone be delivered. May everyone be set free. Give grace to your sons and daughters, Father. Walk upon us, dear Father, and make us ready for your coming. When that day shall come, may we not be confronted with the question, why, dear Father? Rather, may be opposite. Enter into the joys of your Lord. Let it be our portion, Father. And if there are sicknesses in this audience, it is written in your word that you sent your word and it healed them. Lord, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, may the pillar of fire pass through the system of your people. May you make them whole, Father. May you heal every sickness, drive away every disease and affliction. Set your people free, dear God. May we be well and healthy. May we be strong, dear Father. The good that you have purchased on the cross of Calvary, may we possess it, dear Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Whatsoever other needs that we have as individuals, may you attend to them, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. So commit the rest of the service today into your hand, that you send your blessing again to us. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. We'll be seated by 2 o'clock for the last service of the day. Shall we rise? 256, Glory Cross. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord or to defend his cause. Maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross.
Oh,